they will lead straight direct to another. The bald eagle's trail will make you line 16 to 12.
That's fuck, you're out, man. You're out. That's it. Now be smart. Be smart. Don't get sloppy.
Decided to deduct the team point from the lock-in and score of one coach Isaac went out on the mat. Correct will now have the pin on the lane of the ball game is under review.
Oh.
That's what it is. You know that every time I get my hands on a good athlete, I mean a really good competitor, some goddamn scheming Delilah like you comes along and sucks the life right out of me. I hope you're happy.
Do I look happy to you?
You know, if you screw this up for Correct tomorrow night, he's never gonna forgive you.
Will you please just leave me alone?
Yeah, that's a good idea, you know? I think I will leave you alone. And if Correct's smart, he's gonna leave you alone too. Hello.
Rachel, I just dropped from CJ outside the coach's office.
Where else?
Came to apologize.
What for?
For ordering. God, sometimes seem to be a real pain in the ass.
You too? Must be something all the rest of us
had in common. Dad, cauliflower ears.
Dickheads.
For Rachel,
John.
Oh, I can't stand to hear anything more about jocks, sweat boxes, whirlpools. Bad knees, and for what? Offering all body and soul to that great wrestling god in the sky. And who really cares?
Rachel, I'm a god.
You're different, Will. Not like Jake.
Yes, I am. Maybe a different sport, and maybe a different sex, but it's all the same.
Maybe it's you who don't understand. Now you're beginning to sound like Jake.
You're not a jock. You can't understand it.
Well, I've had enough. Life is more than a wrestling ring.
Is it, Rachel?
Little, I just can't handle any more philosophical abstractions, so just don't start a place all game.
But it's true. Well, I'm pregnant. I'm carrying Jake's child inside me, and that's not a game to me.
Rachel! Rachel! Guess what? We all decided we're going to do it.
Can you believe it?
I'm so thrilled, I just can't get over it.
It's going to be so much fun.
Listen, I just can't wait.
Wait, I guess. Wait till you see what
we're going to do. Here's that never going to do. What are you talking about?
Allison's going to ask her, and when Allison asks her, we'll be able to do it. Because deep back, I just love Allison.
Anything Allison wants, Allison.
Oh,
Lucy, what are you so excited about?
Just wait a minute. She's excited. Of course, she's always excited. But that's what I like about her.
Oh, Peter, you understand me so well. You really do.
He really does, you know. Rachel, are you excited? What am I supposed to be excited about? I just told her.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
Are you sure I didn't?
Positive.
Well, I thought I did. Anyway, guess what?
What?
What? I don't know. Allison's going to ask you about it. We can do that too. It comes to our last document. Isn't that great? Isn't that great, Easy?
That really is.
Easy. Are you going to Beckett's dress like that?
Yeah, I think she'll like it.
Oh, she'll just love it, I'm sure.
Excuse me.
Now!
I'm looking for Miss Rachel O'Brien.
Rachel, sweetheart. Your state is here.
Hi, my name is Bob Pack Jr. Glad to meet you. Hi, Bob Pack Jr. Glad to meet you. Give it a thought, Pat. Shall we?
Just a minute, young man. I'd like to know what your intentions are towards this young lady. Are they honorable?
Well, maybe not honorable, but normal.
I just don't think that you could. Boom. The very impressionable young lady right here, and I would not want to see her led astray.
Oh, no, I won't do anything like that. I
well,
have a
see that you don't. I'll knock your fine eyes out of your sockets.
Come wait up, Papa.
Oh, I won't. Hi, I'm Bob Faggin Tag.
Howdy, kids. The coach wants me to keep an eye on you.
Ah, Jake has a babysitter.
That's the way it looks.
Maybe I should keep an eye on you, too.
Don't worry about it. We'll be
quiet. Jake's new.
sorry, but we have to go to the game.
Well, we'll still be able to
come back in line. Okay, stay there.
Okay, bye. Look at how he's the love code.
Okay. They say that love is nothing but a game. And sacred words that our hearts are sliced in two. Cutting one who's loved. Both feel the pain from eye to soul. Sword-like words pass through.
Love you, my love, the gates of the stars. When eyes are trapped and see nothing but the will, that seems to lie far beyond the storm.
An easy sun is warming the soul. A harmony is controlling everything. But when the game rages on out of control, a battle must take place beside the race.
But it is time to make these battles.
The champions who transcended the game.
Politics is a dirty business. I said, "Red." I said, "Yeah, but I would accept that."
I don't get it.
You don't get it. Politics is good, but I would accept that.
Well, I understand. I guess I just don't have the burger.
Maybe you don't understand what I
have. Why don't you come over and have some hors d'oeuvres?
Thank you. Two things I never turned down, a drink or a book. Father's other things, but we shouldn't talk about
them. Howdy! Howdy, you all! Here I am, ready to do my song!
So, perhaps a little later when you've been more of my guest.
Well, how, Gwen? I'll just sing it twice, maybe three times. Hot damn, I'll sing all night long if you let me!
What the young lady needs is a stage. Martin, lend a hand. I'm asking for a foot, but he's a politician. He's always in his mind.
Get around, folks. It's time for me to do my song. It's a country western tune, and it paints a tragic picture of love and death. It goes something like this.
Couldn't wait, could you?
Oh, you missed my song!
Oh, come on.
come on, Becky. Don't start on that kind of stuff now. You know about the match tomorrow and everything.
I don't care about the match. You know how hard I worked on this song. Now you have to be babysitting some dumb wrestler.
Hey, everyone. Let me introduce you to my son, Robert Tag Jr.
Hi, everybody. Give it a thought. Tag Jr.
Yes, sir. Give it a thought.
Hi there, Coach. Remember me?
Oh, I certainly do.
Hey, how's Corette's knee?
No comment.
Is he going to make weight all right?
I don't know anything to say on that right now.
Well, how come he's not wrestling heavyweight? Afraid of competition?
I just don't want to say anything on that matter at this time.
I want to say something. I think I'm going to do my song again, dear!
Well, Larry still told me I might have problems with you, but maybe you can get some answers out of Jake.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Hey, Jake, how's your knee?
Oh,
yeah, hey, that was a pretty nasty performance.
I've taken worse.
Hey, how'd you like the shot at Arnold,
Hey, there's nothing.
Hey, no comment, right, Jake?
Hey, Coach, did I hear someone take the old Fifth Amendment? I refuse to talk on the grounds that it might incriminate me. Is that your line, Coach?
Yes, sir.
It's a good one.
Here we go.
Start the wrestle anyway. That's you and your eyes are off. For I mean, that's the tradition that made Mark take the match for USA.
And as you can see, take the so-called case against the building of the Tag Fieldhouse. Why, Anita's clearly shown for a fieldhouse here on the campus. My dad's the one to give it to you. I'm not boring you, am I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just not myself today.
How are you? His name's Jake Corette. Mining prospect in all of his land now for 20 years. His dad. Me and my donkey here.
Yeehaw!
That's a good donkey, he sure is. Have some sugar, donkey.
Coach himself. And I'm going to be rooting for Coach Fox. Oh, yes, when people ask me
where I'm from, I stand up tall and proud and I say, I'm from a hated Pennsylvania. Max, you have said.
Here, here, I'm toast to Agnes.
Order, I'd like to propose a toast to the Dean of Health and Physical Education, Dr. Gwendolyn Becker.
To the Dean! To the Dean!
I too would like
I am the president.
The president.
We are gathered here tonight to celebrate the sport of wrestling. What does that mean to us here at Top Haven? What does that mean all across this great bicentennial nation? Why, it's the culmination of order and harmony in the universe.
Here, here,
here.
Oh yes, I'd now like to propose a toast to the next congressman for the 23rd Congressional District. Give it a thought, tag for Congress.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say that no longer will politicians be looked down upon. No longer will politicians be considered dishonest,
dumb,
corrupt,
dumb.
To the next president of the United States. A man who will follow the tradition that has made this country what it is. Charles Manson.